The next thing I was conscious of was the sound of Charlie's cruiser turning onto the bricks of the driveway. I sat up in surprise, realizing the light was gone behind the trees and I had fallen asleep. I looked around, muddled, with a sudden feeling that I wasn't alone. "Charlie?" I asked, but I could hear his door slamming in front of the house. I jumped up, foolishly edgy, gathering the now damp quilt and my book. I ran inside to get some oil heating on the stove, realizing that dinner would be late. Charlie was hanging up his gun belt and stepping out of his boots when I came in. "Sorry, Dad, dinner's not ready yet. I fell asleep outside." I stifled a yawn. "Don't worry about it," he said. "I wanted to catch the score on the game anyway." I watched TV with Charlie after dinner, for something to do. There wasn't anything on I wanted to watch, but he knew I didn't like baseball, so he turned it to some mindless sitcom that neither of us enjoyed. He seemed happy, though, to be doing something together, and it felt good, despite my depression, to make him happy. "Dad," I said during a commercial, "Jessica and Angela are going to look at dresses for the dance tomorrow night in Port Angeles, and they wanted me to help them choose. Do you mind if I go with them?" "Jessica Stanley?" he asked. "And Angela Weber," I sighed as I gave him the details. He was confused. "But you're not going to the dance, right?" "No, Dad, but I'm helping them find dresses. You know, giving them constructive criticism." I wouldn't have to explain this to a woman.